public hearing open for the extension of the water district on Brooks Lane. That's been open for several months, and it's still open. So if there's any comments or, you know, any additional input that people want to have on it, I'll also add that through the town of Catskill and David Bickler, we did have Delaware Engineer reviewed the data and did flow testing and such like that on Brooks Lane. On August 29th, 2023, a flow test was performed on Brooks Lane. Water main results show that the existing pipe conditions do not allow for any increase in water usage at this time on, you know, that was the findings of Delaware Engineering. So, I mean, and I think, are you in receipt of that report?
I am receiving the letter, and I'm really here to find out from the board, do I have any options? I mean, the comment of no additional water, I don't have the letter in front of me, I didn't receive it. I think the term was this, they do not recommend any additional water usage on the line, but they also brought up something about it could be a problem further down. They showed a picture of a half block pipe, and I got the impression from reading the letter that the problem might not be on Brooks Lane. Maybe if somebody could explain what that subject was that they brought up, that there could be a blockage somewhere.
The problem would be on Brooks Lane, because outside of Brooks Lane on 23 is a main, it's a 16-inch line. So that line's not plugged. That's our main transmission line.
So it is still a problem on Brooks Lane.
Yeah.
And am I correct then, the only way I could move forward with anything that I have proposed would be to put in a new line like you? When you were talking about the hotel, I had a partner with Deep Pockets, and we had agreed to even fund a new line going down Brooks Lane and all the attachments to the people that were along. I think this 55 houses was the count that we made. Is that the only solution? I mean, is that the only solution for doing anything at
yes.
the Catskill Golf Resort?
Yep, and currently the town and village are jointly looking into a funding source to do that water line.
Okay.
So it'll be Brooks Lane Country Club, Locust, and James Place. So that whole section for
Brooks Lane,
yep.
The Country Club,
Locust Park,
and James Place.
Yeah. Well, the Country Club Estates is off of that as well.
Yep,
correct.
Yep.
So you're looking.
We're looking into funding for that replacement.
Okay.
So you know that's what the town and village are doing.
And for me to move forward with anything, I would have to wait for the replacement to be done. Is that correct?
Correct. Yep.
Okay.
On the extension of that water district, that's correct. On the east side, for sure.
Well,
and like you said,
I want to be clear. I only need one of the two. They're two-unit townhouses. Mm-hmm. I only need one to start off with, and one is already in the water district, which is on the west side of Brooks Lane. But this issue with the water would even affect that one, correct?
Right. And I think it would.
Their letter saying no additional hookups,
correct?
Even one on the west side, which is in the water district, is not an option.
Correct.
Okay. Just to give you a little background, my lawyer was sending a letter asking that particular question.
Mm-hmm.
If we were to separate out and just do one that's already in the water district, is that an option? And from what I'm hearing from the letter, that's not.
You know, we'll, when she gives us the letter, we'll, of course, have a review it, and we'll have Delaware review it just to confirm what I'm saying tonight.
And, okay. The other thing is, she is also asking for an extension of our subdivision approval. In other words, once you get approved on a subdivision, even with conditions, there's a clock that's ticking, I believe.
There is a clock that ticks on that, Mr. Bickler, and I think there was a little something in revision, so I don't know what that clock looks like. I think the planning board may have the ability to extend it.
Right, and she...
Additionally, from what we had before, now, I'm not really saying that means 5 years from now or 2 years from now, but I believe they do have a little more leeway in extensions is the planning board. But, I mean, that's something, once Allison, again, drafts that letter to Ted or the town board, we can, you know, give a formal response once we review
right.
the code to be, I mean, I'd rather talk in facts than what we believe.
Twice, right? We can get an extension.
She, let me clarify, because she wrote a letter and then asked me to write a letter. I haven't written anything yet.
Okay.
I wanted to come to our meeting and talk.
Okay. Right.
Her letter actually is asking for that extension.
Okay.
Subdivision approval with that clock that's ticking because of the results she interpreted and I did too.
And the answer
and
to the
we can't
answer,
move
I don't know if you've ever been on Code E360 Catskill, and it's all our codes would be listed, you know, it's online and available. So the answer to that question should be online on Code
E360. Yeah, no, she hasn't. She refers to it in the letter.
Right, and that and that's where you would have to look at
yeah,
the particular subsection
yeah.
of that.
And then she asked me to write the letter asking if the one on the west side of Brooks Lane is an option, if we just did the one where we would bifurcate the two. The map that we presented, instead of two, there'd be one, and it would be outside the, outside
right.
the...
And that's somewhat of a separate issue, because we're, you know, tonight we're really talking about an order extension of the district on the east side. You know, so that's
yes.
really where the town board comes mostly in play, and I think anything else is more, you know, works, starts to come over to the village DPW and water department. But per the report from Delaware Engineering, you know, they're not in the market of supporting, you know, a lot of growth on that particular line. And I guess the terminology is encrusted. And, you know, those water lines can be approaching 100 years old or, you know, at least 80 or 75. So, I mean, that, the one that they you know, gave an example of, that's not our particular one, but that's just showing us what an encrusted line is all about.
Okay. When we last met, and I agreed to do a escrow amount
right.
To them. I wanted to. I did a $3,000 escrow because I said I just want to take it to the point where we do that test.
Correct.
They have since sent me, you know, a little charge against the escrow, but the escrow they're talking about is $6,300, not the $3,000 that I had agreed to.
Yeah, I think the $63,000, that would be if the project moved forward and then there would be more investigative work and more permitting that would be required. So they're not,
oh, okay.
I'm fairly comfortable saying, and they're not looking for $6,300. I mean, that
was
$63,000. Yeah, but I mean, the number that we were talking about as far as this testing was the $3,000. And I would hope, you know, because I think the results came in fairly quickly. So, you know, with any luck, that number would hopefully be less than 3,000, but we haven't received, because we're managing your escrow for this particular project at the town of Castle and not through Delaware, and to my knowledge, which I'm pretty on top of, but we haven't been invoiced, to my knowledge, on your specific project yet.
Okay.
But once we do, we'll let you know, and then
take it. Yes, I appreciate it, because, you know, if we go for a search for funding and all that stuff, and we do some planning on that new water line, I wouldn't be involved in that.
And that's where
I just want to clarify.
Like I said,
I don't mind leaving the $3,000 there. And
no, we have to get back to you.
No.
Whatever's not, whatever Delaware does the charges for that study, gets
for the study.
Right. Whatever
we'll find a new escrow down the road.
That's correct.
If one's needed.
Yes. Whatever money that's left over, we'll rebate that money and refund it to you.
Okay. So, I'm okay putting it on hold. I mean, I would like to move forward with this.
Right. I mean, unfortunately, I'll be frank about it. Unfortunately, we didn't look into really getting some hard data maybe way back in 2019, because then we would have known exactly what we were up against as a town, village, and a resident and a developer. You know, 5 years later, maybe we would have been able to secure grants and have the project underway. You know, so I think we lost, you know,
Also, my advice in the future is studies like this, if we get into a situation like this down the road, it should be done up front.
Absolutely.
Rather than...
Yeah,
absolutely.
What Dale was just saying.
Yeah, I'm not going to make a big deal. Okay, I think I got my answers. We're putting the project on hold, and I wait to hear from you if and when we can move forward.
We're holding.
Right.
Okay. Thank you for your time.
All right, thank you, Mr. Right.
Thank you, Mr.
Thank you.
Does anybody else have any further comment on the public hearing regarding the water district in Brooks? Brooks Lane.
Motion to close the public hearing.
Okay, motion by Jared to close the public hearing, seconded by Don Scandipiepo. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those against, motion so carried.
Okay, have a good night.
All right, thank you.
You as well.
So in light of that, we should really have a motion on the...
Actually, in light of that, is it possible to put a moratorium on anything being built on that one?
It's by default. Well, with Delaware study...
What if someone wants to build a house and they have to allow a country?
Nothing new on. Because they'll have to petition the village to see if there's enough...
Yeah, but so then there should be a notice put out to everybody that he can't sell that lot, she can't sell this lot. Because if you sell them a lot and you buy it and I go to build a house and, nope, sorry, you can't. I'm going to be one person.
That's what I said last time.
I think a single residential building, there would be sufficient water for that.
I thought it's because there's a girl.
Not by those.
I can disagree with that because if you're in an existing water district, there shouldn't be an implied thing that you got water.
I'm aggressively looking on the
funding and work in conjunction with the Village of Catskill to get some funding and some a game plan if it's that dire. I mean, I think there is enough water for residential. We got like four additional lots down there.
What do you think the question would be?
It would be the
one. With all the service line and everything.
There's tons of grants for water.
Mm-hmm. Yep. We have a meeting tomorrow with the county.
Right.
We'll see.
But I mean, we still have to be applicants and in grants.
Oh, we hire an engineer.
You have to hire an engineer, they draft it, they do the grant aspect. Yeah, I mean, that's kind of how that process works.
There is a lot of money for water and
infrastructure.
Infrastructure.
So with the study, now we got some good data that we could add,
right,
to our grant application.
Right.
And
but more than likely, a couple years down.
It's several years down the road.
Right.
At the best, it's not a 2 year thing. I mean, time to go. Look, we're still working on the bridge now on Game Farm Road with the easements, and they're going to probably let that job in the next couple of months. But
the easements were done.
Well, yeah, they're sending out offers for that easement.
Yes, there's only
two.
Right. And one of them is the one that.
Yeah. Right, but I'm just saying we've been involved.
Since
we applied, it's been 3 years.
Well, this with DOH and going back and forth, and then I wouldn't be surprised if it's 3, 4, 5 years after we got awarded a grant.
But single residential, I mean, that's a conversation we would have to have with it, because I mean, it's really going to come over to the village if they're going to permit any additional.
So we know there's a grand water pressure. What happens if it gets worse and people start losing their...
Then the village needs to look into how we fund replacing it, same as we are now.
You know what I mean? Because then it becomes an emergency.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I mean, time has passed, but but we can't stall on this. We've got to really act in it.
And unfortunately, there's no way to clean the inside of the water pipe.
Yeah. No,
I mean, just...
I know.
I wish there was.
And a lot of that, I don't want to say a lot, but...
Somebody's talking the first.
I mean, there's a...
That pipe is probably thinner than this sheet of paper.
The picture that Alan provided is not...
It's not ours. I'm just saying...
Does it look like it?
Possibly.
Right.
Probably not that bad.
Not that bad, but...
Are there other water pipes that small in the village?
Right.
Or
yeah.
It's not,
yeah. It's not that it's small.
We would have a 4-inch. That's on... North Jefferson Ave.
Well, that's the other issue.
North Jefferson Ave is definitely
going to
be the other issue.
Well, we'll see what happens. Awesome.
Yep.
I
think that pipe's probably...
Well, the planning board has to set the escrow and call for those things.
Right. So that's where we are with it. I mean, if you read into the report, I mean, there's a certain amount of issues that could be prior to going, in the first half of Brooks Lane. As well, so it's not all just down, under the bridge. There's problems, really, potentially from 23B. It could start being encrusted as early as 100 feet into that.
It's 8 inch coming across 22B to the hydrant on Brooks Lane. And then downside is the 6 inch universal.
Down 6 inch going down Brooks Lane.
Yeah.
So there you go. But right now it doesn't support that. I mean I think we need further discussion about is there a moratorium for all buildings down there. But I think that's there's a two or three lots in there that have potential, and that's why
if two houses get built, it's the same use that she was looking at, so what's the difference?
Well,
you could do a flow test in the country club and see what you come up with there.
Right.
I mean, the flow test on James Place is going to be the same as it is at the country club. Anything past the bridge is going to be the same.
Right. The country club results would be different from what we did down by the golf course.
No, James Place.
And James Place would be the same.
It'd be the same.
I'm not sure I'm buying into that one totally at the moment, but I understand the concerns on that as well.
Is that because of hard water?
It's just a 100-year-old dead end. It's a 100-year-old dead end pipe. And we flush it twice a year.
But again, it's definitely something that needs attention and something.
Right.
So anyway, at the moment, I guess we're in a situation where we're going to have to make a decision if we're going to approve that extension, which we're
making a motion to decline
to deny the
extension of the sewer in reference to the
report from Delaware Engineering.
Second
by Dylan Scampico. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those against? Motion so carried. Okay. Next one we still have open is our code revision public hearing. Ted's still working on that. We hope to bring that additional information at our next October meeting, which is the 2nd of October.
October 3rd.
So we're going to revisit that on October 3rd. So we need a motion to keep the public hearing open. Patrick McCullough, the motion. Second by Paul Osberg. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those against? Motion so carried. And we'll get some of our resolutions squared away for tonight. That's good then. Yes, George, a little confusion on that. But so the first one we got is ambulance appointments, whereas George, the ambulance administrator, has recommended the following people be appointed as part-time EMTs and part-time paramedic. We got Karen Pignataro, part-time EMT, Samuel Mozilio, part-time EMT, and Matthew K., part-time paramedic. Whereas these candidates have passed and completed pre-employment background checks, and their appointments will be contingent upon pre-employment physical and drug testing. So therefore, we, the Catskill Town Board, hereby approve the hire of the above individuals as a part-time EMT and part-time paramedic pending pre-employment screening effective October 1, 2023.
Motion
by Patrick McCullough. Seconded by Dylan Scampico. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those against, motion so carried. Okay, next one I do have up is a public hearing. I'll just read the schedule of public hearing for Local Law 5-2023 overriding the property tax cap levy limit for fiscal year 2024. Whereas the town board wishes to schedule a public hearing for Local Law 5-2023 overriding the tax levy limit for fiscal year 2024 as authorized by the General Municipal Law Section 3-C. So therefore, we, the Catskill Town Board, hereby schedule a public hearing for 10-3. Is that right? That's our next meeting? 10-3, and we just want to...
Can you make it 6:40? We have the 6:30 public hearing for the unsafe building.
Yeah, 6:30, let's go 6:40-ish. Yeah. And that might be one. Let's go 6:40, we'll be as close to the time as possible. So we need a motion.
Motion
by Jared, seconded by Duan Scanapico. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those against? Motion so carried. Okay, we're going to revise the standard workday reporting resolutions for Giordano. Whereas the standard workday reporting resolution 106-2022 for Councilman Giordano have been typographical error for the days and months based on records of activities, ROA, stating 6.02 due to clerk's oversight, and whereas the correct ROA should be 6.08. So therefore, we, the Catskill Town Board, hereby adopt a new standard and workday reporting resolution attached for Councilman Giordano for the term January 1, 2022 through December 31, 2025, showing the correct ROA as 6.08. All those, I mean, we need a motion. Motion by Patrick. I'm still left for the second. We've got Don Stan Keeper as a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Those against? Motion so carried. Next one up, authorizing the supervisor to sign an ambulance contract with the town of Athens. If you want any discussion on this, too, I mean,
no, it's a pretty 1 year.
Yeah, 1 year. Let's talk about that.
Why don't we just?
Because I like the 1 year because it because things change rapidly for us. I mean, like, they're getting a pretty good increase in 2024, but we had union negotiations and we had in our budget maybe a 3 to 3.5%, and then what we got all done with it, we gave them roughly an 11.5 across the board. So that, you know, that equated to a considerable amount of more money. So if the year before we went into a 2 year agreement, you know, we would be behind on recapture.
No, but you put language in that we're adjusting for contractual. But their contract's good for how long now?
Well, now we got
3 years, right?
Right. So we're really, this year we're doing a little bit of a catch up because, you know, our 2023 budget, we showed like a 3% raise, but in actuality, you know, we gave almost, you know, we gave, I think it was $1.50 or $1.75 plus 2.5%. So Athens doesn't, you know, it's over the dam, but I mean, so we paid more than our fair share in 2023. So that, you know, we're trying to get, you know, so, I mean, it's up to them, and I'll be honest with you, I guess another reason why we're in a 1 year contract, because a couple of years ago it was difficult to get a contract done, but, you know, everybody over there was saying it's great, we'll move on, but it was really, and I think in the past maybe, you know, the escalators weren't as high, so it was easier saying we were going to give them a 2.5 instead. I mean, how I look at our total expenses in the ambulance building, and then our total revenues, and kind of get an idea of what their core volume is, and that's how I've been coming up with what I think that contract is. Without, you know, and being fair to all parties, we're neighbors, we want to, you know, it helps us as a supplement to get some money to help ours, and it also, for $135, they couldn't get much BLS service. It'll cost you $350, $400, even if you think about putting one through during the day. So it's, you know, it sounds expensive, but it's a bargain. So anyway, having said that, I guess that's the history. And I think it'd come out to be 11% and change, but as an increase to the town of Athens. But the resolution goes like this: whereas the town of Catskill and the town of Athens have negotiated an ambulance service for the town of Athens for the year 2024 in the amount of $135,000, whereas the agreement has been reached, so therefore the town board authorizes the supervisor to sign the contract and submit to the Athens for their signature.
Motion.
Motion by Jared.
Second.
Seconded by Paul. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Those against? Motion so carried. You know, I think they're good with it. I talked to the finance and stuff, which is, you know, those are good, but I'll sign it and send it over. I think there's only sent one copy over, so there. But I'll send a signed copy. Okay, next one we got is, did you present the resolution? I think you wrote a little resolution for the rescue squad. It's just from George's memo. I don't know if we need a motion for it, but I think we're aware of that. Today we just had to be a resignation. Please accept a letter of official resignation from my position as a part-time fire inspection. My official last day will be September 22nd, 2023. I've enjoyed my time here, and it truly has been a pleasure working with you and all the staff here at the town of Catskill, and that's signed by your ESI or fire inspector, Troy Ashdown. Motion for that, those are just really, he's normally not in motion, just resigns. It's just a public, you know, informational piece.
We're going to advertise for one?
We should have, we're going to definitely have to put an ad up to advertise for a building, a safety inspector at ESI, and come up with some of the duties and responsibility. I mean, the good news, I think we're in a good spot with our fire inspections. I think we're completed for 2020, so. I mean, but there's always more work to do. I mean, there's more fire inspections, there's more property maintenance issues, so again, that's a position I don't think you're ever really fully complete. So, let's put out a, and I did have a,
motion. go out for?
We didn't.
We didn't have a motion.
That's right, no. So, I mean, same thing with that is, you know, I did 12 to him thereafter. He thoroughly did enjoy his time with Catskill. He was, you know, just moving on to a different municipality closer to home. That's really the reasons for that. Okay. Next, we got new hires for ambulance. We got that other contract. Tax cap. 12 Peckham a little bit. I took an item down and we had a meeting with Greg Peckham and and what they gave us a tour to plan a little bit. They're really at the old Moore High School at Marquette Cement, and I don't know what Olson today. But there's a what they want to do is rejuvenate and refurbish. There's a conveyor belt that goes to the quarry from the quarry, and it's down to the old rail. There's a main line there, and there's an unloading area on the tracks, like three or four different lines in there. They want to at least get two lines in there where they can possibly put 20, I think 20 and 20. So I think they want to have room to take 40 cars in there and load stone. So the conveyor belt, from what they're being told, is in fairly good shape. It's, you know, it's working. You know, it needs to be worked, but it's got, you know, this the core of it is worth and it's good, so they want to apply for grants just to do the electricity to re-energize the one station. Was, I think, $750,000. Again, the grant has to be in early October. They just kind of found out about it, so the, you know, it is a little bit of a rush on it. Purposing of that is what they do with, I guess, sand becoming a valuable resource like everything in the world. So in their quarry, they have the ability to, and they're doing that is making almost like a stone dust that's now acceptable to use in paving and in concrete and things like that. So there's a you know, a fairly sizable market, especially in the New York City area. So they want to take this more down by train and potentially even you know, by barge. And
yeah, I'm gonna send a letter of support.
Just wanted to kind of lay it out a little bit. And you know, it sounds like a good project. It takes some traffic off of 9 because now they, you know, they might be using, if they didn't have these conveyor belts, they're going to use more truck traffic.
But truck, that road doesn't have anywhere near the truck traffic at that point. There's two functions.
They had three. I mean, people really in town, except if you're probably my age or older, you don't really recall all the truck traffic that was on 9W. I mean, it was steady, and I happen to be one of them driving it. But, you know, Couchman's and 9W here, and in through Catskill as well as the truck. So, yeah, so I think it's, I mean, it sounded like a viable project to take, you know, if Patrick wants to add to it.
I think the biggest thing is that they're staying within the footprint that's there. They're taking that one dilapidated building, they're cleaning up the site, and everything that they're doing is within the current permit.
Right, and I agree. And I think it's a greener project because it's going to use less, you know, fuels, and it's going to be a safer project. It's going to take vehicles off the road. So with that, we should have a motion by the town board as far as the support. On
motion.
Motion by Duane Scandipico. Then seconded by Paul Vosburgh. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those against? Motion so carried. I guess we could probably find a little bit more detail of the project, if that would help. Potentially, or we'll give you a contact person. How about associations of town? Did we want to bring that up, Liz, for training that you were planning on going to that?
Folk Liz and I would like to go to training in February.
Okay.
What do you have to?
Well, associations of town, your training would be in Albany, but you want to go over
The one in January I would go to, but the one in February in New York City I want to go to.
Yeah. Right.
Put it in the budget.
They put it in the budget. They say everybody should go once at least, so you know.
We'll get lost.
Don't worry, I don't leave the hotel.
There isn't your room in that hotel?
Liz will show you how to sit.
What else we got? We got from Montana. We'd like to purchase a 2020 roller from Montana for the price of $37,000. Well, they started at $37,000, then they took off the they took off the rental, so the total number is $34,200.
Okay.
I did Google it, and Montana had it on a machinery thing for $42,000, so he did give us
He took about $5,000
off the Yeah. Plus our rental was. So he did have the one machinery, whatever that was.
We need it, so.
Okay, so for Bonnie, we need a motion.
Motion
by Jared, seconded by Paul Bonsberg. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Those against? Motion is okay.
We will.
Means, what is their 100-year thing up there? We thought she
was canceled.
Okay.
I asked today, so I think they told me it was canceled.
I haven't heard much about it lately, but I want to, you know, it's probably, if it's canceled, it's canceled, but I want to, because if they are going to have something, if they're going to have something, then I want it to, you know, happen.
Okay.
You know.
Because I thought it was like the second Saturday of October. I knew we were getting close, but I asked one of the chiefs today, and they said it was canceled.
Okay. If they're not going to have a ceremony. So we'll figure that out, but if there is, I'd like to, you know, have something to present at the 100-year anniversary. But if it's canceled, maybe we still can, but we'll be meeting a bit to them, right? I mean, because it's still an important milestone. And yeah, it was, that's kind of fun. I think it was 1923. Then they're long enough, and I think that does take my mind, so. Okay, we'll see what happens with the leads. Next, maybe Google will listen to you. They want to help you. Maybe they can help me. I'll probably not. Wait a minute. No, it's great. They listen to everything you talk about. They'll give me suggestions later on after it's too late. Right?
You'll be getting roars for sale all over.
Right, I'm going to be getting ads on my Facebook feed, and I've got steamrollers and I don't know what else.
Sure,
maybe the hair rollers or something. Yeah. Instead of stuff for that. Building, just an update. We're trying to get back on track. As early as next week, they might be scraping the front and looking at the woodwork. And the railing, they have that in their garage out in Sydney, New York, so that's
found. The light.
I got the lights fixed. Everything's on the roll right now. So I think we'll see. We should be seeing progress in the next couple of weeks. And as early as Monday. Painting, and I will come up with a couple of what that looks like as far as maybe some snatch. And I'm even going to put it all in black, Jared, so we'll see what it looks like. I mean, that might be a little much, but I'm definitely in agreement with some of the dark, you know, a couple of the darker colors. We'll work it through.
Dark blue,
yes. Yeah. But I'll try it. I just, to be honest with you, this thing, it's time.
Maybe even a forest green or something.
Right. I mean, you know, next door, Gibbons looks nice over there, so it's, in Jefferson Heights, Sunny Moon's old house, they had a darker trim there. Liz made a suggestion, I don't know if you still like that, some of the grays that maybe we have in back might be able to bring back out front. Remember, I think you talked about that. But we'll come up with something. We're not, so I think they're subletting it to really buying cars, so they'll work with us. Sign, I haven't really followed up on that, but again, they can take it out and the sign company, which is Next Gen, would just install. What else we got? Oh, Mr. Dippers, 2000. That's from.
What about the fence? They approved?
The fence,
wait for the blacktop?
You got to get a little bit more. He'll put the post in just before the blacktop, Keith, and I owe Scott a call back because he wanted to do it multiple times and I kind of haven't got back to him. But again, I didn't have a timeline or a timetable to do it, but yeah, that's ready to do that. I'm not concerned. I think I can get that done in a couple of weeks. I'd like to get that, the concrete, I don't know what they call it, but resurface the concrete foundation. Yeah, like with that. Yeah. So that way it's done, then put the blacktop down and then we're kind of meeting it up a little bit. So the railing's in, the lights are really, like you said, Paul. So I told the guy, I said, I can't help you with everything. I mean, it's Mason. Is it the way I hired him? Yeah. But, if you got anybody local, I mean, that's why we did hire him. But, I worked with a sign company, and it's good. I told him, I said, I'm out of the concrete masonry business. Find somebody. I can't do it. Because his guy's got some health issues since he's been here last. So, but again, it's not a big deal. I'm sure they hired him. They'll take care of it for us. What else? Do we want to set times for workshops for budget meetings? We're going to present that on October
3rd.
So,
I'm going the 15th, 16th, 17th, and 18th.
But you're here for the
15th, 16th, 17th?
I have a class, so it's in my class that I might be back in time for.
All right, so our next meeting is when?
October 3rd.
October 3rd.
So we should start workshops the week of the 9th.
The 10th is the planning board meeting?
10th is planning board.
Unless we want upstairs.
Right, they have four public hearings. It's going to be a busy meeting. Yes.
Is 10th working? I mean, are we okay with that list to do?
When?
The 10th.
10th, 6 p.m.?
No, we got to do it later than 6. We got a lot of work to do.
You mean earlier than 6?
No, later, because we still got to... Can we do it later?
You mean a different day than 10th?
No, no,
than
the time. Oh. Later than the...
Later at night?
Yeah.
You do. Okay, I mean, that's... what do you want to do, 6:30, you mean?
Yeah, we do 6:30.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, I know what you're saying. Yep, 6:30. 6:30. So that's tough. It's kind of...
You want to do 12th that week also at 6:30, or...
You'll have to meet upstairs. Judge Paulino will have the courtroom on the 12th.
I'm okay with upstairs, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You want to try the 12th? 12th at 6:30?
Yeah.
When are you not available, Patrick?
The 15th, 16th, 17th, and 18th.
So we can use our workshop meeting on the 18th that night to do that.
I should be back in time for that.
Right, let's do the 18th.
Yeah. That's our workshop meeting anyway, so.
Yeah, let's do the 18th. I mean, this is where I'm at. I mean, my daughter's due soon, so.
Congratulations.
So it's, I'll be honest, I'm writing all these down, but I don't know.
Right.
It's that simple for me. I can give you all my notes, and I don't think she's going to go past. I don't think she's going past the 14th. But I think she's probably going to have maybe in the first or second week in October.
No Halloween, maybe?
No, that's out. So 10th, so we got the 10th, 12th, and 18th. And then we want to have, we're going to have the public hearing on the election day for that, Liz? Or we don't need to know that right now?
Well, hopefully on the 18th you'll be all set with the budget to put into preliminary status, and then you can schedule the public hearing for November
on the
7th.
Should we throw one? We did 4 last time.
You did 3. I mean, you had 4 scheduled, but you only had 3 meetings.
I think we'll just stay with what we have now, 3. I really do think we can get it done. I really do.
Now, do we want department heads here those nights?
We definitely need George here.
Mm-hmm.
We definitely need Beers here from Highway.
Got to pick which nights we want to wear so they can get around.
Maybe
we probably should. The first one we should probably tackle ambulance. That's our biggest one.
Right.
And the one that takes us the longest.
I would tackle ambulance first.
All right, so you want me to send an email to George on the 10th?
And then let's get Sean in here on the 12th. And then I think we're okay. Then who else we got in there?
No, really.
Then we got, I think everything else is pretty straight.
Everything else in departments of the world.
we'll talk about that later, but with the assessor's office, a few changes there. But I think it's still
nothing with big numbers like the ambulance.
Right. Okay. We want to do an executive session tonight, so we didn't have no
fair. Motion to go to the executive session to discuss pending legal matters, to have no business conducted, and we'll come out of the executive session and adjourn the meeting.
Second. Need it for a more, second.
Second.
Seconded by Paul Bosberg. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those against, motion so carried.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
Thank you.